This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The focus in Washington this week has been foreign affairs, of course, Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry's been getting a lot of FaceTime with his boss, I'd bet, a lot of television time, too. But some members of the cabinet grind it out day after day without quite so much attention. Thomas Perez is one of them. He was confirmed as Labor Secretary about a month and a half ago. Mr. Secretary, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Kai.
I'm going to dig right in here, sir, and ask you this question. Unemployment in this country is 7.4%. What do you do all day with unemployment at 7.4%?
Well, we invest in skills. We invest in people. We invest in infrastructure. I speak to a lot of business leaders who are trying to hire. They want to hire. And the most frequent thing I hear from them is, all too many people coming through the door don't have the skills necessary to do the job that I need to do. And that's a big part of what we do day in and day out at the Department of Labor is make sure that businesses have the workers they need with the skills that are necessary to grow business.
Let me try it a slightly different way. 162,000 new jobs last we heard from your department. Is that going to cut it? Is that good enough?
Well, again, I think the economy is slowly and steadily growing, but the president will be the first to say that we have to do more. We have to pick up the pace. There's so much more that can be done to grow the economy, including passing immigration reform, including investing in skills, including investing in infrastructure. And those are the things that the president continues to discuss, and I hope we'll get there.
I do want to point out that you've said invest probably half a dozen or more times in the brief period we've been on the phone. People here invest and they think government spending.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about the budget deficit. And I'll note that the budget deficit has been going down the past 12 months significantly. But what we also have to do is talk about the skills deficit. That's what we need to do now. We need to make sure that the jobs of tomorrow, that people have the skills to do them.
This will sound more callous than I mean it to, but is it the government's job to make sure people have skills?
Well, I think the Department of Labor can play a critically important role as the quarterback of a demand-driven, very nimble workforce development system where we work with community colleges, with employers to understand what their needs are and to help train workers. If you look at industrialized nations across the globe, we are near the bottom in terms of the public sector investment in skills. And as we're going to compete in the global economy, you need to understand that context.
Thomas Perez, he's the Secretary of Labor, been on the job about 6 weeks or so. Mr. Secretary, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.